The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Amazing times in the tungsten market. Jeremy Gray is in charge of one company that's involved in tungsten. He's running Pure Tungsten, a company with assets in Korea and Tajikistan. So, Jeremy, all about tungsten. First of all, good to see you and good times for tungsten.
Great, Alistair. Really great to be on Vox again. Amazing time for tungsten. You know the price. I don't know if you people know this, but the price 18 months ago was $30,000 a ton. Last Friday, it hit $300,000. So it's gone up 10 times. So the copper guys get excited at $15,000, $16,000 a ton. You now need about 20 tons of copper to buy 1 ton of tungsten. And I even read a report the other day, Alistair, that the price would go to $1 million a ton. But who knows? I mean, maybe that's a bit crazy. But it's just incredible time to bring on Sanjong and also our new mine in Tajikistan.
So how's it all going with Pure Tungsten then? Give us a bit of an update. Perhaps start with Tajikistan, because there's a bit of news out with that, isn't there?
It's going so well, Alistair, that I predict that Pure Tungsten will produce more tungsten in 2027 than either Almonty or EQ Resources. And remember, they've got market caps. Almonty's over 5 or 6 billion Canadian. EQ's nearly 2 billion. And our current round is 125 million Canadian. So it's going so well. Tajikistan, we're actually starting construction of the road to repair the road. We're basically building to reprocess the very high-grade tailings in Mikuhura, which is a beautiful mine. And you'll see a video of that shortly of the tailings. They're 0.4%, a million plus tons of 0.4% tailings ready to reprocess. And we expect production to start in early 2027 at about 1,000 tons a year just from that, those tailings, before we go mining longer term what is the richest, highest grading, largest tungsten mine in the world, Mikuhura.
So you're talking about production within a year, really?
Yeah. Tajikistan is flying. And it's really thanks to all the amazing support of the investors that have backed us since we did the combination of Pure Tungsten and Tiger Kim's business, GBI. And it is what's the beauty of Mikuhura is it's a tailings processing facility. We're already talking with the Chinese manufacturer for the shaking tables. It only needs a very light grind, and it's extremely low cost. I think the margins on that at today's price could be over 90%. So a really amazing business. And Tiger and Charles are actually in Tajikistan next week, also with Paul, and it's a big focus for us.
And just give us an idea about how much tungsten you'd like to be producing from that project in the sort of medium to longer term.
Mikuhura is the stage one is the tailings, which is 1,000 tons, and that will run for about 3 to 4 years before you run out of the tailings. But the bigger idea is to open the mine, which is a bigger capex, right? The tailings is only 10 million US capex, but to open a mine is 60 to 80 million. And that's a 3,000 plus ton a year business, which makes it much bigger than Almonty's Sandong mine in Korea, just to put it in perspective. So we're not there yet. You know, it's still a plan, but the potential is incredible. And what was amazing about Mikuhura is it last operated in early 70s. And then the Russians spent the next 4 years after it was closed drilling it out. And that's one of our projects at the moment is converting all of that into an NI 43-101 resource and reserve. But it's extensively drilled and it's seriously high grade. The mine is over 1%, which you go to Portugal and you're lucky to get 0.2 as an example. So, very high grade operation.
So big mine, high grade, it's all coming together.
It sure is. And it's amazing when you're working with a dynamic man like Tiger Kim, who is just an incredible operator. He has been in the tungsten industry for the last 16 years. He ran Almonty Korea for 10 years. And we're so blessed to have him as our CEO and just a force of nature, just incredible work 7 days a week. You know, that's just a great, he's a great leader. But going back to Korea, Alistair, which is really our near-term focus. We're expecting production at Sanjong, and you can see the flyover video of the mine now, but at Sanjong, that's a first shipment late June, which is quite amazing at a price today of $300,000 a ton. So you can imagine the guys are pretty excited. The payback on the investment could be literally a couple of months.
So give us an update on Shandong then. I mean, it's obviously clearly well advanced. What's it going to look like, say, in a year's time or 5 years' time? How's it really going to end up shaping up?
Great question. I mean, Sanjiang, just to put it in perspective, is 34 kilometers southeast of Shandong, which is our Monty's mine. So it is in the province. It's in the Tungsten District of South Korea. At the moment, the plan is 1,000 tons of tungsten, but our mill is oversized and the mine is very young. So it's only been last operated in July of 74. And there's actually blasted material, Alistair, sitting on the ground from that last shift. It's like a time capsule. The potential to go to 2,000 tons is very is it's a real, discussion we're having, but it's going to take time for development, and it does need more drilling. So we've only proved out 3.4 million tons at 0.46%. There have been reports done that it could be as a size as big as 25 million tons. So it's a very large system with a very young mine with lots of potential, but we just need to get going first and then discover the real size and scope over the next 2 to 3 years.
Right, so there's plenty to do and plenty of opportunity to capitalize on.
Unbelievable. Like, if we actually are hosting a trip to Korea on the 21st of April. So we're landing on the 20th into Seoul. And if anyone would like to join us, you're very welcome to join and come and visit what is the most exciting new tungsten mine in the industry, I believe, in just an incredible country, right? South Korea is probably the most modern, sophisticated country in the world. You drive from Seoul, 3 hours later, you're on a four-lane highway. Everything works. Everything's amazing. Koreans are just the hardest working people you're ever going to meet. So everything we've found with our experience with South Korea has been incredible, and we're just so blessed to have Tiger running it.
So, if investors or potential investors take you up on that offer to visit Shandong, what will they see?
They'll see the mine. They'll see the development of the Stage One underground crushing circuit that's currently just about to arrive in Korea from China. That produces a 20% product. And then they'll go and visit Hupo plant, which you'll see a flyover also of the Hupo plant, which is 30 kilometers right on the coast. Now, that Hupo plant is massively oversized, which is why 2,000 tons a year is very achievable. So you'll just get an idea of the potential of the quality of the ore body, of the quality of the management. I mean, we have some seriously good management there, very experienced guys who are really excited to bring Sanjong on in late June in this crazy market.
So do the maths for us, slow-witted thinkers, Jeremy. If you have Tajikistan up and running and Shandong up and running in a couple of years, how much tungsten in total will you guys be producing?
I think we're going to hit 2,000 tons a year next year, which is why I think we could be bigger than both EQ and Almonty. But let's see, but definitely 4,000 tons maybe the year after, which is much bigger than either of them. So let's think about that. 2,000 tons a year. It's let's say don't let's not use $300,000 a ton. Let's use $200,000 a ton. That's a $400 million a year business. And our costs, I think, maximum are going to be about $15,000 to $20,000 a ton. So the margins are going to be north of 90%. So let's see. I think the market. Let's be look. I'm no expert. Everyone has a view on Iran and what's going on there. It feels like it could go on for some time, and also it's very obvious the West has run out of armaments and needs to restock. And tungsten is basically the flower in the cake of the military. Industry, right? It's tanks, it's missiles, it's bullets, it's everything. Without tungsten, I mean, there was some historians say Germany, one of the reasons they lost the Second World War was because they ran out of tungsten. The one of the reasons Barcelona and Madrid don't look like Coventry City or Dresden is because they had tungsten to trade off between the Allies and the Germans, and they stayed out of the war. And it's funny, they're not even taught that in Spanish schools. So tungsten is such a vital part of this of the war. That's clearly looks like it might continue for some time, and Ukraine is a mess. The whole Everything's a mess. So the industry needs to restock. And even if the war stops tomorrow, they're still going to need to restock, and there's no supply. And now the West, the price of tungsten is 10 to 20% premium to that of China, which is unheard of.
Amazing. So you guys are obviously going to be coming on stream with a significant amount of tungsten. Do you think that's going to have any impact in this market on the price, delivering such a large amount of new supply into the market?
None at all. And the beauty of this story, because look, a lot of people say, oh, I've seen this story before with nickel and cocoa and, all sorts of things where they go for these crazy runs and then the market just collapses the next year, orange juice. What is so bullish about tungsten is that there's been no investment. In fact, I just spoke this morning to the largest commodity tungsten trading house in the world. I won't name their name. And I just checked in and said, do you want to do an offtake for Sanjong? And he said, oh, I'll only give you money after first shipment, which is like, that was sort of the message he's been telling me for the last 12 months. And I thought, surely at this sort of price, your bosses will finally give you a little bit of leeway to actually extend money before production. Like they do in the gold market, right? There's plenty of prepays where your mine won't produce, your mill won't produce for 3 to 6 months, but they're happy to write a check for 20 million. In the tungsten industry, everyone's so just basically emotionally scarred by 40 to 50 years of bear markets. I mean, when our Sanjong mine closed in 1974, it happened because China dumped on the market and the price went from 700 to $35 in 3 months. And that's why it never reopened, because the market then, just was sidelining for 40 years. And because of that, there's just no supply. And of course, there's lots of very hot stories that will come on in 2030, 2031. But we're all about now and the next 12 months.
Yeah, all about now. I just must ask you while I remember. Do you guys have any plans to get any other assets?
Funny enough, Tiger and Charles and Paul are visiting another one of the Stan countries next week. The word is out that we are a serious player in that region, and that we do what we say. So I wouldn't be surprised if we do see more opportunities coming our way. But at the moment, we've obviously got two world-class mines that will drive this business to a multi-billion-dollar market cap.
So let me just bring the conversation back to its beginning. We talked about Tajikistan. You mentioned some CapEx numbers. A slightly broader question, Jeremy. How does the company sit in terms of its financing and vis-à-vis the capital markets? How does that all fit together at this point?
We are closing this $5 million Canadian round that basically kickstarts Sanjong to do the work, to get the roads built, to do the 43-101 conversions. We're fully funded with Sanjong now in Korea, so we don't need money for Sanjong. And I expect this round to close next Friday. So if you're interested, just reach out to us. Click on the more button. You'll see Pure Tungsten. Ed, Max, Jamila, Eric, and I will happily give you a shout. And yeah, it's just a very hot market right now. And that's why we're going to close this round pretty early. We might take a little bit extra, but I think, we're very focused not to dilute and keep this a tight share structure.
I guess, you've got the prospect of cash flow coming in the summer, so then the equity financing will become less urgent and more specific in future rounds.
Absolutely. I mean, tungsten at $300,000 a ton, it's like gold at, I don't know, $15,000 an ounce. So it's crazy, right? The profitability potential of Sanjong and Mikahara are just out of this world. And I think the market will stay around these levels for some time, if not go much higher. And really excited, Alistair. We're very proud to be partnering with you at Vox, and you've given us such a wonderful platform to tell our story.
Well, it's a great story, Jeremy. I mean, the story speaks for itself, so we're just happy to help.
Thanks so much, Alistair. Really appreciate all your support.
All right, good to talk to you today, Jeremy.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.